Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
Better place for you and for me. I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarboard, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. Thank you.
gentlemen, I feel it all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Y'all better get excited. I recommend you slap in and strap in your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever else you got to do. It's going to be an awesome program tonight. I can just feel it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point Global, and Dr. Henderson will be coming up right after this next song and a few announcements, ladies and gentlemen, as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Straight to the Point. Hey, the number, you guys been tweeting, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all above. Y'all put that number out there. I know you can at least do 10 to 20 people right now because you do that every day. 347-843-4559 is that dial-in number where you can listen, or you can go to the internet and listen as well at blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That's blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That's via the internet, and that'll get you right to the live show. You'll see it live, Straight to the Point, with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Hey, the number 347-843-4559 is the number, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited. All right, hey, let's get right to the next song because we want to hear from Dr. Henderson tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The woman of God is coming up shortly, so thank God for you being with us today. Before we go to that song, though, let's just give God another hand clap of praise just for being alive today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Henderson will be up right after this next song. Thank you. Somebody on the planet better give God some praise before we open up Dr. Henderson's mic. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome, Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Good evening, everyone. I just want to encourage the whole wide world on tonight to let you know that all of your help comes from the Lord. He will never leave you and he will never forsake you. If you will look your eyes unto the hills, look your eyes, meaning unto heaven, from which cometh your help and your strength. I want you to know on tonight that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you, and that he neither slumbers, never does he sleep. He sees everything. He watches over his word to perform it. He watches over his word to perform everything that is the word that is written. Every promise that he has made, he is watching over that promise to perform it for your life and at the expected time, in the expected hour. The Lord will come through. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Just look to him. Don't look at what's going on in the world, although we know that it's a lot going on, and we're going to talk about that on tonight. But I want you to be encouraged that the Lord, if you would look to him, keep your eyes on him. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but look to him. Put your hands in his hands, and he will lead you to the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. He will lead you. He will order your steps if you walk in it. And you, if you walk in the steps that he has ordered for your life, then I guarantee you that you will make it to the end. And I want to give credit to the Brooklyn Mass Choir for that song, All of My Help, coming from the Lord. That she said she knows she can make it. She knows she can make it because she knows that he will always be there. So if you just take a few minutes and think about all the times that the Lord has brought you out of something, he has brought you out of a situation, he has brought you out of a trial, he has brought you out of a tribulation, he's brought you out still standing on top. Amen. You're still here. You're still standing. I want you to know that that's the same God that if he did it before, that he can certainly do it again. And so we want to give credit to the Brooklyn Mass Choir. We also want to give credit to Michael Jackson. I'm telling you, he was really in the word for real. If you would listen to the two songs that we played that Michael Jackson he sung, one of the songs was Heal the World, Make It a Better Place for you and for me and the entire human race. You know, we got this race thing going on in our society right now. You turn on the news, you turn on and you look everywhere, and everybody is talking about race. But Michael Jackson says the human race, because at the end of the day, we all are one race, and that is the human race. And at the end of the day, if you are a Christian, if you believe in the Lord, you know that God doesn't look at color. He doesn't look at the color of our skin. He loves us with an unconditional love. He loves each and every one of us because we are his creation. He loves each and every one of us, and he doesn't look at our skin, the color of our skin. He doesn't look at the black man, and he don't look at the white man. He looks at our soul. He doesn't look at he looks at our heart. He doesn't look at what we look like on the outside. He doesn't look at our past. He doesn't look at what we've done in the past, because he knows what he has for us that in our future. And so I'm so glad that God is not like man. And so we want to give credit to Michael Jackson for, he said, heal the world, make it a better place for the entire. He didn't say one color. He said for the entire human race. And so we want to give credit that. We also want to give him credit for the man in the mirror. We have to, you know, he said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. And a lot of times we be looking, pointing our fingers at everybody else instead of looking at us, looking at what we need to do, the changes that we need to make in our own lives. And Michael Jackson, I'm telling you, he was ahead of his time. And he was quoting scripture and probably didn't even know it. God will use anybody to get his word out. God will use anybody. We got to stop looking at people on the outside and prejudging folks. We got to, you know, God look at the heart of man. And it was a reason why I chose Michael Jackson, because and I chose the two songs that he sung was because he was really in scripture. If you really listen to the words that he was saying, I don't know if he knew if he was in scripture or not, but I'm going to tell you one thing, God will use anybody to get his word out to the people. He said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to change his ways. He said, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at me. I'm looking at what needs to be changed in me. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe I looked at it the wrong way. Maybe I thought about it the wrong way. A lot of times we be pointing out things at everybody when God wants us to look at our own selves, look within ourselves, say, God, is me standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother. It's not my sister, but it's me, Lord. You know, I one part of the song that, like he said, he sees homeless out on the street, and he's trying to figure out, instead of trying to figure out who's going to help the homeless, he's looking in the man in the mirror and saying he got the means to help him, so he's going to help him. And so a lot of times we be wanting everybody else to do everything, and God has blessed us and or put us in a position to help people, and we walk right past them. And so he said he's starting with the man in the mirror. And in scripture, my 7, you know, it's perfectly clear when the Bible says that we have to, we be trying to get the moat out of everybody else's eye, but we need to get the beam out of our own lives first. We be trying to judge folk and be trying to, you know, correct everybody else. We be trying to tell everybody else what they did wrong, and we be trying to tell everybody else that what they need to do to get right. But God said you need to look at your own heart, what's inside of you, what you need to do to get right. That's right in Matthew 7. He said you need to get the beam out of your own eye. You trying to get the beam out of everybody else's eye. What about you? What about what you did? What about your past? You want to bring up everybody else's past. You want to bring out what everybody else said. You want to bring about what everybody else did. But what about what you did? What about what you said? God said the same measure of grace that I have for you, that I expect you to have that same measure of grace for somebody else. And a lot of times we forget about what God has brought us from. We forget about what God has did for us. We forget about what, you know, all the mess that we was in, and God pulled us up. He pulled us up. He placed our feet on the solid. He turned us around, and he placed our feet on the solid ground. He got us together, you know. And so we can't forget about where we come from. And then want people to forgive us, but then we don't forgive other people. We want to point at them. We want to tell the whole wide world what they did or where they came from or all the sins that they've committed, but we don't want nobody to look at what we did or where we came from or what the sins that we committed. We want to act like we came out squeaky clean and we came into the fold with no sins and we did nothing wrong. You know, the thing that get me about that is, I used to work in the courthouse, and one thing I didn't like about working in the courthouse was that when that be right before a judge was to sentence somebody, he would always talk about the person past. He or she, because I worked with men judges and female judges, they would always talk about, and I couldn't stand it, they would always talk about what that person did in the past. I don't care if it was like 10 years ago, and they were good, you know, all the way up till they got back in before the judge. They'll bring up what that person did 10, 20 years ago, and I couldn't stand it because people don't realize that when you give your life to the Lord, that he forgives you for all those things. He don't bring those things back up. You know, he's forgiving you. If God has forgiven you, he said, I forgive you and I will wipe your sins as white as snow. I won't remember them anymore. I will blot out your sins. I will blot out your transgressions and I will remember them no more. But one thing about man, for whatever reason, they got to continue. I don't care if you said a million folk, or if you, you know, been if he redeemed you and you're living right now and you're doing right now and you're helping folk now, somebody always got to bring about, I remember way back then, and I just want somebody to know on tonight that that ain't nobody but the devil. I'm reminded of Joshua, I'm reminded of Zechariah 3. I'm reminded of Joshua when the devil came to try to, tried to put a finger at Joshua. He tried to go to the Lord with a complaint about Joshua. And the angel of the Lord said, the Lord God rebuke you. Don't you not know that this is a brand that's plucked out of the fire? The blood of Jesus is against you. Do you not know who this is? God is not concerned about what he did in his past. God is not concerned about what he did 5 or 10 years ago. God is concerned about his now and his future. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord took off his filthy garments and he clothed them with garments of righteousness right in the face of the enemy. I just come to tell somebody on tonight to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The enemy you see today, you should see no more. I just came to tell somebody on tonight to be strong in the Lord. Be strong and be of good courage. And the Lord will strengthen thy heart. I just came to tell somebody on tonight that the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. And so I just want to, I'm not going to be long on tonight. I just want to encourage some people on tonight to let you know it don't matter what you did in the past, that your past, your present, and your future is covered under the blood. Going back to working with the judges in the courtrooms, I couldn't stand that they always brought up people's past, and they look at what they these people did in their past to decide their sentences, and I could never stand that. And so, and I know it had to do with being a Christian and being reminded that we all have been an ex something. I just want everybody that's listening to me on tonight, whether you're listening by way of the internet, whether you're listening by way of you're going to call back. I want you to know that you were an ex something. Yes, you were an ex something. Maybe your sin wasn't as bad as the next man's sin. Maybe your sin wasn't as great, but in God's eyes, I want you to know that sin is sin. There's no greater sin. There's no sin that's any lesser. In the eyes of God, sin is sin. But in the eyes of God, once he forgives you of that sin, he remembers it no more. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight, my friend. And don't let nobody make you feel bad about what you did way back then, because way back then don't even matter. I want you to remind the devil, don't matter about way back then. I just come to tell you about what's going to happen right then, right now, right when. Hallelujah. You got to remind the devil of who God says you are. He says that you are a royal priesthood. He says that you are a chosen generation. He says that you have been fearfully and you have been wonderfully made. Another thing that I can't stand, and I'm bringing it up and I'm going into what I want to talk to you guys about on tonight. Whenever somebody has been murdered, the media is always bringing up the person's past. It don't matter about their past. They're human beings. At the end of the day, it don't matter what they did in their past. If somebody is getting killed, if somebody is being murdered, for you to bring up, they did this, so their life don't matter. I want you to know that their life do matter. Matter of fact, not only do their life matter, but all lives matter. That's right, I said it. All of our lives matter. Whether you have a white life, whether you are a black life, whether you are a blue life. And what is a blue life? The police. All lives matter. At the end of the day, every mother that have to lose a child mourns for that child. It don't matter what color that they are. And I'm not saying that black lives don't matter. And I am cognizant of what's going on. I am cognizant. cognizant that you have white people, white police officers killing black people. I am cognizant that you have people killing police officers, and I am cognizant that, you know, with the saying that, okay, you're saying all lives matter. I'm cognizant with the saying where people, somebody's going to say, yeah, we know that all lives matter, but right now we're talking about the black lives, that the white cops are killing the black lives. What if you had two children? It ain't that you don't love both of your children, but if one is hurt, you're going to pay more attention to it. I'm not talking about that. I agree with you 100%. Right now the black community is hurting, so absolutely we're paying more attention to the black community because they are hurting, but that still don't mean that just because they hurting, that other lives don't matter. So I just want every and since, you know, somebody used that, I'm going to use this too. Just because a parent is paying more attention to a hurting child don't mean that they don't love their other child. As a parent, we love all our children. Yes, one may need more love because one is more injured, but it doesn't mean that the parent don't love the other child. So at the end of the day, we got to stop putting labels on folks and labels on people and try to make people feel guilty because they're saying all lives matter, or try to make people feel guilty because they're paying attention to one race over another, because one race is hurting over another. At the end of the day, these are all excuses. At the end of the day, we got to love each other. The Bible says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. That means that you're not loving me because I'm black. I'm not loving you because you white. I'm loving you because you have a good spirit. Your soul is sweet. I'm looking at your soul. You have a good heart. It has nothing to do with what color the person is. Because my friends, I just want you to know that the devil will use somebody as the same color as you to destroy you. He will use somebody as somebody that looks just like you to destroy you. You should know that all through the Bible. He will use somebody in your own household. He will use your family to destroy you. Read your Bible. So we got to stop getting so caught up on labels and stop getting caught up on the distractions and what the enemy is doing to divide. The devil likes division. God likes unity. Anything that God likes, the devil come in and try to put a foothold in. So the enemy is doing, who is the devil, is doing everything he can to divide the races. He's doing everything he can to divide the people. And wherever there's division, wherever there is chaos, I want everybody to know that that is not God, that is of the devil, because God is not the author of confusion. So all this stuff that's going on out here, people looting and burning down buildings and burning down businesses, okay, so do black businesses matter? Because if black businesses matter, why is y'all burning down black businesses? So y'all keep talking about black lives matter. If black lives matter, then why are y'all burning down black businesses? Those are black lives. Those people got to feed their families. Those people got to put their children through college. Why are y'all burning down their businesses? So evidently black lives don't matter. I mean, come on, why are y'all killing each other? I just heard on the news, Chicago. You know, I'm sick of this. And you, I'm following me. You can counsel me. I don't care. I'm going to speak the truth because the Bible says the truth should make you free. I'm going to speak the truth. If black lives really matter to the black man, then why aren't you in Chicago protesting? If black lives really matter to the media, if black lives really matter to CNN, if black lives really matter to MSNBC, if black lives really matter to a specific political party, then why aren't they in Chicago protesting? 100 people in Chicago just got slaughtered, including children. In Charlottesville, some people have got killed. All over the weekend, black lives have been murdered, and ain't nobody in Chicago protesting. Ain't no, you don't even hear it on the news, but black lives matter. So don't be trying to use black people for your political purposes. Only when a white person kill a black person, or only when a police officer kill a black person, you talking about black lives matter. Why aren't black lives mattering when black people are killing black people? That's still somebody's son, somebody's daughter. If you're going to be a hypocrite, the Bible God. And I'm not just talking about CNN, and I'm not just talking about MSNBC, and I'm not just talking about the Democratic Party, and I'm not just talking about police officers, and I'm not just talking about black people. I'm just saying in general that if black lives matter, let it matter at all times, not just when a white person kill a black person, not just when a police officer kill a black person, but let it matter at all times. Go into those communities where you see all this black-on-black crime. People are hurting. Children are being killed. This mess been going on in Chicago forever. You can't blame Trump for Chicago. What about Obama? What about all the other presidents who allowed all this stuff to happen over in Chicago? Everybody needs to be held accountable. Children have been, the black children have been dying for years in Chicago. Black children have been dying for years in these inner cities. What are you boys going to do? Democrats, and I'm not into politics, but I'm tired of people trying to turn a blind eye. Tell the truth. These cities are ran by Democrats, and y'all are still continue to put the same old people in office who have done nothing for your community, but they want to come on TV and holler Black Lives Matter when it's a white person killing a black man, but they ain't on TV saying Black Lives Matter when blacks are killing each other. So evidently, black lives don't matter to you for real. You playing a game, and this is no time to be playing games. People are dying. Children are dying, and I ain't got time to be a part of your game. I'm going to tell you the truth. A real prophet going to rise up and tell you the truth. I ain't out here trying to get no money for nothing. I'm going to tell you the truth, and the truth is that if black lives really matter, that it would matter regardless of who pulled the trigger. It would matter when a black man pulled the trigger. It would matter when a white man pulled the trigger. It would matter when the police officer pulled the trigger. It don't matter if black lives really matter to you, to this government, to this Democratic Party, to the CNN, to the MSNBC. If black lives really matter to you, why you ain't in Chicago? Why you don't have it all plastered all over the news? Why you don't have it plastered all over social media that 100 people got killed in Chicago? Why you not pushing people to go and protest in the hood? Why aren't you telling the gangbangers to put their guns down? Stop killing black children. Stop killing black women. Killing each other. If black lives really matter, do black lives really matter to you? Or it's just a political ploy every 4 years. Wake up, people. Wake up. And especially to our pastors and our so-called clergy who continue to put these politicians in these offices and know that they're not doing nothing for the black community. Wake up. You're walking in ignorance. You're walking in a lack of knowledge, and it's time for you to wake up and open up your eyes. Chicago has been a problem for years, and somebody got to do something about it. Not just Chicago, but also all these other inner cities. These children living in poverty, Baltimore people living with rats. Those are Democratic-run cities. But you keep talking about vote Democrats. You keep talking about voting for the same people who have been in office for 40, 50 years, ain't did nothing for the black community. Wake up. This is not about politics, but you got to call the ace to ace in the state and say it's time for change. If you want to talk about change, then let's change all the way. Don't just change the police department, but we need to change our communities. We need to change the way that we think. We need to change the way that the things that we're doing. Because God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't keep on blaming another party for your issues when you got the same Democrats running these cities who keep talking about Black Lives Matter, but they ain't doing nothing for black people. They want to keep them on welfare. They want to keep giving them checks. They want to keep giving them checks and keep want to feed them and keep them in poverty. Won't you teach them about the stock market? Won't you teach them how to get wealth? Won't you teach them how to be? Won't you empower them? Won't you give them jobs so that they can families? Why are you taking the men out of the house in order for them to get welfare? You taking their men out of the house? They can't be married. You're splitting up the family. You're telling black women that in order for them to get welfare checks and food stamps, that their husbands can't live with them. They can't be married. You're still splitting up. I mean, come on, people, wake up. What is wrong with y'all? Enough is enough. I've had enough. I'm tired of seeing black children dying at the hands of other black people. I don't like seeing them dying at the hands of white people, but my God, they're being killed at a higher rate from black people. Get rid of the racial barriers and call an ace to ace and a spade a spade. Let's call it what it is. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. 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 Dr. Henderson, you are right on the money. It is straight to the point. Y'all better give the woman of God a round of applause for that truth today. Thank you so much, Doc. Wow. That's right. Exactly right. Nobody wants to address that part of it. Incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. The prophet is Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. We'll get ready to open up the lines. And I know y'all got some exciting response here today, and we're going to start off with the last four digits, 1795. Evangelist, God bless you. You're on with Dr. Henderson.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Henderson, and everyone that's
God
listening.
Bless you.
Yes, Dr. Vaughn. I just want to comment on what you're saying. You know, it's very true what's going on in the world today, and that there needs to be someone to speak up. You know, a silent voice is a different. We have to speak out, and we have to deal with these issues and let the community and let the governors and let the mayor and let the presidents know, you know, it's the people that the nation is made up of, the people. And so somebody has to speak out and stand. But God has placed some people in position of influence and power to be able to make a difference. You spoke about Chicago. Me and my daughter was just talking about this just over the weekend alone. There was 99 killings just in the city of Chicago. And,
right.
You know, and it is a shame that things like this happen, and the more they happen and we bow to it and do not act to it, it becomes the norm, or so numb to it so it doesn't even have an effect on us anymore. And that's what the whole plan of the enemy is to cause something to become common to you until you just turn your head from it and it means nothing to you. But somebody, just as you just did, has to get upset about what is going on and speak out and to do things about it. Now, you talked about voting. You know, a lot of us sit in our homes and we complain and we whine and we watch the news and we talk about it, but are we going to the voting polls? Are we voting? There's things that we can do to bring this change about. And just as Michael Jackson was speaking about, we can do individual change, and we must do that. We must put ourselves in the mirror. But there's places that God has placed us in to take dominion in the earth to bring about change as well. And as we get in these places of influence and these places of power, and we should strive for them. We should really be striving for those positions, those mayors and those governors, like that, because it puts us in a place where we can make a difference, you know, in the world today to make it a better place. You know, there's something everybody can do right where they are, and we need to start right where we are to try to make the difference where we are. If it's on your block, if it's in your family, if it's within yourself, if it's a national, if it's on a national level, if you have that kind of an influence or that kind of a door opening, there's something everybody, we have allowed things to run rapid. And because we react, we have become a people that we react and we don't be proactive. Right now, we should be doing some things proactive for things that we know are to come. But no, we wait till they get here and then we react. Well, then that's like turning the Titanic then. You know, it's harder to turn the ship, but it's not impossible, because we have God on our side, and with God all things are possible, and we need to be praying for a strategy, for techniques of how can we as the people of God step in our rightful places and turn this ship around to the way that it should be, you know, and we can do it. We can do it. I know that we can do it. We just got to come together in unity. I think I heard you talk last week or the week before about unity. We got to learn to come together and work together in unity. Even though we may be different, we may even see things and view things differently, but we need to really learn how to come together in unity so that we can make a difference and stop fighting one another, fighting against one another, competing against one another. We can't win like that. We can't win like that. You know, the Bible speaks of that, that a house divided can't stand. It can't stand.
Right.
We have to, as the body of sin, we're going to get there. I don't know what all it's going to take more for us to really get there. We're going to have to stand in unity. We're going to have to lock arms, and we're going to have to really come together and say, hey, look, this is our world. This is our land that we possess, that our Father has given us. He said, I've given you dominion over all the things in the earth. And so once we realize who we are and what we possess and the authority that we have here in the earth and step up to our rightful places as a whole, as a kingdom, then we can overthrow some of this stuff that's happening. But too many of us is lax and laid back, fighting one another, backbiting, gossiping, jealous, competing, and it ain't about that, especially not
right.
now. It ain't about that now.
Yeah.
It's about the lives of people. It's about people living. It's about people getting what their rightful things are in the earth. So, yeah, I appreciate this word tonight, and, yeah, we have to do better. We have to do better.
Yeah.
Up to us. Everything that's going on is because of us. Because
out
of
order, out of place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the body of Christ,
message.
Yeah. Thank you. But the body of Christ is so out of order, out of place, so misguided, and walking in a lack of knowledge. And, you know, we definitely need, yeah, they misguided. And it's because you have a lot of leaders that are in place that are not really, you know, they're walking in a lack of knowledge. They're misguided. So how can the blind lead the blind unless they both fall in the ditch? Because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, an informed leader, an informed spiritual leader, know that it's not about the color of our skin, that we are spirit, soul, and body. An informed leader who has a relationship with God knows that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And those are the things that they should be teaching their parishioners. Those are the things that they should be teaching their parishioners the Bible. And a lot of Christians these days are walking with a lack of knowledge. They don't know the real and true word of God. They're going off of what pastor said, and pastor is misleading and misguiding them, because at the end of the day, a lot of them don't even know what it means by faith for real, because they're going off of what their, you know, pastors are saying with the cliches and all of this stuff. And
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, cliches is not going to save you. You got to get in that word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of, and hearing the word of God. You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
word of God, not a cliche, not, you know, all these cliches. And since we've been in quarantine, you know, I've been listening to a lot of preachers and stuff on the internet, and a lot of them ain't even teaching the Bible. A lot of them ain't doing nothing, but their whole sermon is about, you know, social justice. You don't hear Jesus. You don't hear nothing about Jesus. You don't hear nothing about Jesus. It's, you know, can save you. You don't hear him talking about Romans 10:9. And, I mean, then it's just ridiculous. So if you're sitting under pastors that they ain't even teaching the word of God, then, of course, we have what we have this today in today's time. And so, you know, anybody that listens straight to the point, I've been talking about this for years, about how the black community have to stop killing each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and I saw the stuff. So this is really a pain point for me, you know, growing up and seeing it, you know, seeing people getting killed, and not by white people, but black crime. And so
right.
it's still happening some 40-something years later. So, and, you know,
yep.
so that just tells me that you know, that, again, like I was saying, during when I was talking, that, you know, some of these people need to be replaced, that some of these mayors, some of these governors, some of these congress folk that's over these cities, that's been in there for 30, 40, 50 years, they need to be replaced. They ain't really doing nothing for those communities. And so, and let me just say this, I know that it's a spiritual battle. I know that it's demonic spirits over these cities. I know that it's a murder spirit, a violent spirit. I know that it's spiritual. And I also know that it's spiritual that these certain delegates and or congressional leaders are still over these communities, and they're not helping them for real. That's spiritual, too. And you know, the devil will use anybody to keep a people down. And a lot of times we've been fighting people thinking that they're our enemy when our enemy is right in front of our face. But because they give us stuff, you know, they give them food stamps, they give them welfare, they give them all this stuff to make them think that they're their friend. But at the end of the day, they're enabling them to continue to live in poverty, you know. And so you got to look at all that. You know, it's a trick of the devil to keep some people in poverty, to keep them, you know, to keep them oppressed. You know, all they do all day, they don't work, they walk around and they're depressed. I know, and somebody might be saying, "How I know it's because I lived it. I was born and raised in Southeast Washington D.C. in the hood. I saw crime. Okay, so don't nobody come talking about saying that I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I lived it. I saw it. Okay? So, yeah. So I'm just saying, in general, it's time for a change. And if God can do it for me, he can do it for anybody. And so, but thank you, Evangelist. Love you, dear. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen all around the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is the Hembricks. The Hembricks, you're up. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Elder. How are you?
We're doing real good tonight, hanging in there. God is good and worthy to be praised. You know, you're absolutely right. That's why we have to, you know, go to the polls, and we got to vote. Voting is so important because we do have people in high places that don't know what they're doing, don't know where they're coming from, don't know where they've been. So you need new people. You need a new generation. And I'm so glad to hear about the younger generation are trying to get out there and make things happening. I don't condone the violence and the looting and all that kind of stuff. I don't condone that. But I am glad to see that the young people are going out and doing protesting and trying to make things happening, doing a peaceful protest. But you know that, God is good and is worthy to be praised. And we just have to, the main thing is what we have to do as people, whether it be black, white, green, orange, or whatever color, purple. You know, we still have to get out there. And we have to make known, like it was a song years ago when, you know, because I also grew up in D.C. I'm born and raised too in D.C. And, you know, we always had a song. We had a song say, people want to know who we are, so we tell them. You know, which was one of my school colors. We are the Raiders, the Mighty, Mighty Raiders. And we have to go out and fight. I mean, not literally just fight, you know, not fist fighting on that, but just fight for what you believe in, you know. And this is what I see that the younger generation is out there since they got everything, got calmed down, got a real sense of what was going on, and got a grip of things, and things started calming down. And I think the young people started seeing things as well as with some older people as well, the same things at a different angle. So we have to look at things at a different angle, in a different way, so that we can make a correction or help make a correction of what's been going on to us over 400-some years. You know, being in slavery, we got to come out to get out the slavery mentality and get into what's going on today. We got to get on and get into what's happening, what how we've been treated, not as just black people, but as people, period. So we all got to come together. I know when I was young, and I lived in a community where black and white lived together, and the whole community, and we got along real good. But, you know, then it got out of that thing. They got into the, you know, Chocolate City and all that, and then things started kind of changing around. And but now, you know, it's a different breed now. It's a different generation now. And I'm, like I say, I say this again and I say it again and again. I'm just so proud of the young people are getting starting to moving and getting on a positive got a positive avenue about themselves and going in the right direction, and things are, you know, beginning to change. But it's you know, it's just not for it's not for the black people, not for the white people. It's for all the people. We all have to come together as one. You know, we all have to be. We are all as one. You know, we all have one body. We are one body of Christ. We all are one body of Christ. We all God's children, and we have to come together. We have to communicate. We gotta, you know, we gotta get out of that, you know, ghetto mentality, and you know, and start, you know, building our lives up to getting into businesses and getting into other things like that. And we have to do that. So my thing is, my whole question, answer to the question is, we have to get out there and vote. That's the key thing. We have to vote, and we have to fight, not literally fight, but we got to fight in brotherly love for one another. You know, no matter what our color is,
mm-hmm.
our creed is.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get
yeah.
out there and vote for one another. We got to. The body of Christ has got to come together. We got to come together as a whole.
Yeah.
Not just individual, but as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
the church got to definitely get on one accord.
Yeah.
It's spiritual, then natural. But the church definitely have to get on one accord. I mean, if there's infighting in the body of Christ, and definitely, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
You're
yep.
absolutely correct.
Amen, amen. You know, that just, you know, we just have to do that. And you know, as leaders, we have to speak out, be more authoritative, be more open-minded. And like right now, people are talking about getting back into the churches. I mean, that's all fine and dandy. Get back into the church, but the church is not the building. The church is outside. Like right now, it's the church. We need to be outside that building and having and going around and just evangelizing and talking to people, and, you know, and telling people about
right,
God. And then we talk about the things of the world, things that's happening in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And a lot of people are not. I mean, they're not evangelizing. That's what
right.
I was saying earlier. You don't even in their sermons, you don't even hear them really
right.
preaching the word of God. You just hear them talking about everything else but the word of God. You know,
yep.
I'm reminded of somebody was telling me a story about the preacher. He kept on preaching just the black part of the Bible, and somebody said, when we going to get to the red stuff? Pretty much meaning that when we going to start talking about Jesus.
Well,
we're going to start talking about, you know, Jesus is the answer and
yeah.
for the world today. Pretty much
right.
all this violence out here, we got to start pointing people to Jesus,
exactly.
letting them know that he will, you know, pick them up, turn them around. We got to start pointing people to Jesus, letting them know that Jesus is the answer. He can heal families. He can heal diseases. We got to start telling him that there's power in the blood,
yes.
in the is wonder-working power. But you
yes.
don't hear that type of preaching no more. And
yes.
so, you know, I'm glad, too, to see the young people out here. But they're out here misguided. You know, they're out here, you know, under a movement that kind of misguided, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing, I'm glad to see them rising up and doing a lot of things. But, you know, it's misguided when you see coupled with them, and I understand their frustration. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I understand the frustration. understand, mm-hmm. you know, them, you know, black people being oppressed. I understand all that. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, me talking about what I'm talking about today does not, you know, supersede black people being oppressed, okay? So I do understand that blacks are being oppressed, but at the same time, it's time for us to take responsibility and accountability of us oppressing each other, okay?
Yeah.
Because blacks are oppressing one another.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you're killing each other and
mm-hmm.
murdering each other,
right?
I mean,
yeah.
that has,
yeah.
I mean, there, it ain't just one or two people dying in these cities. It's hundreds.
Right.
They're just straight up letting
yeah.
the devil use them to bludgeon a whole community,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know. And so
yep.
and the issue is that I'm talking about today is that there's no accountability. So, I mean,
yep.
it's okay to protest, but if black lives really matter to all of us like we say they do, then we need to make sure that our voices are heard in those communities where you have all that black-on-black crime, not just
yep.
when it's one-sided. You know,
mm-hmm.
black lives should matter at all times, not just
Absolutely.
When a person from another color kill a black person.
That's
you
right.
know, and you
right
can down. Tell that it's, and you can tell that it's demonic. Because even the news, the CNNs and the MSNBCs and all of those really, 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 really very, very to the left liberal news stations, they don't even talk about the black-on-black crime. But when
right,
it's a white
scared.
Person that kills a black, when it's a white person that kills
yep,
a black
scared.
Or a cop,
mm-hmm.
they run it all over the news. And I'm like,
yep.
wait a minute. 100
yep.
people just got bludgeoned
yeah.
by a
yeah.
black
yeah.
a black people. Why
yeah.
aren't you
yeah.
running all through the news? Why aren't you telling
mm-hmm.
people to go protest in the hood?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
aren't these leaders like Al Sharpton
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and Jesse Jackson and all them in the hood telling black folks to put their guns down, telling the
right.
game bangers to stop killing each other, telling them
right.
to stop selling drugs to one another,
right.
you're killing
right.
the community
right.
by selling drugs to
right.
your brothers
right.
and your sisters,
right.
you're killing the community by putting a gun to their heads, you're killing the community
yep.
by beating the women, you're killing the community by beating the children and killing the children.
Yep.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, I want to see Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson go to the hoods in Chicago, go to the hoods in Baltimore. I want to see
yep.
all of these so-called,
yep. Yep. Yep.
you know,
yep.
activists who so love black people so much and all this black power go into
mm-hmm.
the inner cities. I've never seen none of them in Berry Farms. I've never seen any of them on Shorten Road to sell slaves. I ain't seen none of them. The only person
yep.
I ever saw was Mayor Marion Barry. He was the only real activist for black folk. I ain't never seen Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson in the hood. I ain't never seen him in the hood when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But Black Lives Matter, yeah. Only when you can get a dime in your pocket and get paid from somebody,
mm-hmm.
a white person killing a black person or a police officer, then you want to sign your name to it. No, if black lives really matter, then I want to see you in Chicago telling the drug dealers, put your guns down because you're killing our black people. Put your guns down. Put the drugs down. You're killing our community with the drugs. You're killing the black race. That's what I want to see. So until I see that, and I'm going to keep
yeah.
on saying, all
yeah.
lives matter. All
Absolutely.
Lives matter to God. So,
Absolutely.
But thank you, Elder. Thank you so much. Dr. Vaughn, you got anything to say before I let us go?
Absolutely. I got to go behind you guys on this one. I love it. You know, Dr. Henderson, this is not going to reduce until the system, that it means our communities, have summer programs for our children, first of all. They got to have something for them to do. Part of the reason we're in this situation is that there's nothing for them to do properly. The second thing, music programs. We got to have music programs back in our communities. We got to have career training back in our communities so these children, so the young people can be about doing something constructive. Also, I just looked up the job system. There's about 5 million jobs available right now. 5 million. Are we training our children for these jobs or for these careers? Within the community. That's part of the problem. The other thing is housing, right? We got to make sure we have good housing in our community. We got to make sure people feel good about living where they're at. That's the first thing. That's just basic human rights right there. And then don't let me get started about the schools. And the schools is the other thing, too, as well. We got to make sure our children are properly educated and can read and do things and get ready for these careers and new ideas and new jobs that are coming up that are available right now as we speak. Even if they just got a certificate for 6 months or a year, a certificate of training, they could make some money just doing that alone. So until we replace this evil stuff with good stuff and have programs in place, we're going to continue to see this because they have nothing else to do. What else are they going to do? If we just say today, we tell them to take away the guns, take away the madness, what are you going to do? You got to give them something to do the next week or the next month or the next year. You got to have them do something. So if you're not enrolling these children into these programs, the devil's going to wreak havoc on their mind and soul, trying to keep them doing things that the flesh will allow them to do because they don't understand that to, what else to do.
Yeah.
So that's part of the challenge, Doc, is that we got to, our community is failing our community because we're not putting in these programs to keep them busy. I go back to when I was growing up, we had manpower, we had stuff. I was raking leaves, snow when it snowed, when it rained, we went down the street to help people get out their house or move their car, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
anything to keep me from getting in trouble. It was the point. So the point is we don't have enough going on positively to help our children stay out of the gang bangers and all. It's all about, because it does come up to money. They want to make money just like all of us do. So you got to put them into business.
Yeah.
You got to put, you know what I'm saying? We got to help them get into those roles so they can start changing their mindset.
I agree with you to, a certain extent. I mean, you have a lot of these, why are the schools still failing when you got all these Democratic black politicians
right.
out here?
Right, you're right.
You can't keep blaming. You got a lot of black politicians
that are mayors.
You have
a lot
of black politicians that are, council members, that are superintendents.
Yeah.
Why aren't
right.
they doing anything? They got the power to help change
right.
society, to help change
right.
these communities. So, you can't just keep saying, you have in some instances, I will say that as it relates to the courts, there's systemic
mm-hmm.
racism because I've seen it. I've witnessed it. In the court, when it comes to sentencing, there's definitely systemic racism in the courts, in the judicial system.
In the judicial system,
I've seen it. I worked at the courts for 12 years. I've seen
mm-hmm.
it. But now, though, you have, and then
mm-hmm.
you even got a lot of black judges, though, that still, they don't do right by sentencing
right,
people.
Right.
So, again,
exactly,
it really don't matter. You got black folk hurting each other. And so let's just go back to these inner cities. You have a lot of black mayors in these
mm-hmm.
inner cities. You have a lot of black people that's on council that are in positions of power to make a change. So they
that's
need
right.
to make a change. If they so
that's
love
right.
their people, if
that's
they
right.
are for the black folk, if black lives really matter, why aren't they using the power to
that's
effect
right.
change?
That's right.
Why aren't
that's
they
a good
doing
point.
It?
Yep,
you
that's
know,
a good point.
So, because I need people to wake up and stop being deceived by the devil and stop blaming everybody else. But God has allowed our people to look at the positive. God has allowed black folks to get in positions to affect change, and they're not doing it.
Right,
they're not
exactly.
doing it. They're not
absolutely.
Helping the people.
Yep,
they're not
and they need
it.
To be held accountable. Yep,
yeah.
you're right. You're absolutely right. I love
it.
That.
They need to be held accountable.
Yep.
They need
these
they need to be held accountable. And I know
absolutely.
We keep talking about we got to go out and vote, but we keep telling this, we keep voting for the same people.
Yeah,
what's wrong
exactly.
with us that we keep voting for the same people who are not making the change?
That's right. Yeah, they got to have a better heart, and that's exactly
getting
right.
Getting down, something's going on with the us.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Why are you still voting for somebody because they're the same color as you, but they've been in office for 20 years and they did nothing for the hood, for that community?
Right.
Come on. Who's putting the guns in the community? Who's putting the drugs in the community? Who's doing these things? Drugs ain't just coming from dropping out of the sky, going in the hood.
That's right.
These
they're coming
people,
in.
Where they getting the drugs from? Somebody putting the drugs in these communities. Somebody's
That's
giving
right.
these people guns.
That's right.
Where are these guns coming from? Where
are
these drugs coming from? Okay?
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
we got the whole people accountable, you know. Yep. And let me just say this. I am black, and I love my blackness. So if anybody
Absolutely.
Try to hear this and say, I don't love my blackness, then you a liar, and your father, the devil, is a liar. And so
Amen.
I'm just speaking truth. The Bible says the truth shall make you free. And the truth of the matter is we got to look at ourselves. What are we doing? Why are
yeah.
we killing each other? Why are we holding each other down?
Yep.
Why are
exactly
we oppressing
that.
Each other?
Do yep.
we value one another? Because if we
That's
value
it.
One another, then how could you sell somebody drugs that look like you when you know them drugs are going to kill that person? You should be trying to tell that person, say no to drugs. You should be going to that person and saying, let me help you, get you some the help you need so you can get off of these drugs. Let me help you go to these, you know, a mother that's a single parent, that's a widow in these communities that's struggling raising five kids. If you got the means to help that mother, you should be trying to help her. Tell her, okay, you know, let me try to get you some help. Maybe you so you can go back to school, get on your feet. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it was something that you said. You're talking about the programs. There are a lot of programs. It's, you know, stuff looks
yeah.
so good on paper, so people can mm-hmm. continue to get this money, and they're not doing nothing with allocating
right.
and appropriating the money. And you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
they make it look good on paper. We got this program, we got
right,
that program,
right.
we got that program, but the programs
mm-hmm.
are not effective, because if they were effective, we would see change.
That's right. That's exactly right, Doc. Exactly. You're
so
absolutely correct.
That
means we got the wrong people in leadership.
got
the
you
wrong
got
people
the wrong
in leadership.
People in leadership.
Yep,
you got the wrong people in leadership who have gotten
mm-hmm.
in leadership and only making sure that they're looking good
paycheck,
and doing whatever
paycheck.
They can to stay in power.
That's right.
That's
make
they
that money.
Know.
And
That's
they've
right. been in power for 20, 30, 40. It should be term limits in Congress. Should no congressional leader be able to, you know, serve
yeah.
for all these 20 and 30
right.
years?
Right. Making a career out of
they
it.
They haven't done anything.
Right.
You know, look at San Francisco. The homeless population is ridiculous. I was just driving this morning and down there on 21st Street off of Virginia Avenue. Nothing but people, homeless people in tents all across there in Washington, D.C. What is Mayor, whatever her browser, whatever her name is, what is she doing? When Mayor
yeah.
Marion Barry, and he had his problems, Mayor Marion Barry made sure that Washington, D.C. was taken care of. That
mm-hmm.
was my mayor. And yeah, he had his problems, but he made sure that the people was taken care of. In Ward 8, in Ward 7, in Ward 6, and Ward 4, he made sure all of Washington, D.C., you didn't see all this homelessness like you see now. So, I mean,
wow.
I don't know Mayor
yeah.
Muriel Bowser or whatever. I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful because I don't want to, you know, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But all I'm saying is that she got to come up and do better. I saw all these homeless people in tents this morning,
yeah.
and it broke my heart to see all those people. This is Washington, D.C. This is the nation's capital. What is going on? But
yeah.
you got a government that's fighting against each other. Enough is enough. Okay? So
yes, it is.
We know it's spiritual, but we got to be honest, and we got to call it ace to ace, and we got to call it spade to spade. We got to be honest and call it ace to ace and a spade to spade. And tonight it's time for accountability. It's time for responsibility, and it's time for accountability. And from this day forward and moving on, it should be rebuilding on responsibility and accountability. From this day forward, you need to hold every politician's feet to the fire, no matter what party they in, whether they in the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. You need to hold their feet to the fire and demand that they take care of the people who vote for them, who put them in these positions. And what I mean by take care of them, I'm not talking about just keep giving them, keeping them
right.
They need to put things in place that will empower these people,
yes.
that will
yes.
allow these people to get wealth.
Yes,
that
there you go.
Motivate these people to get
yep.
wealth,
yep.
to build businesses, to be,
yep.
yes, so that they can
yep.
become wealthy like them. All these
Absolutely.
Politicians, most of them are millionaires. They got big money, living in mansions, got plenty of businesses, and they politicians. So the same way they living, the same health insurance they got, we should have.
Right, right. You're absolutely right, Doc. No doubt
and
about it.
And I ain't running for no office. So if anybody that's listening says she running, no. I'm a prophet of God, and my job is to speak the unadulterated word of truth. It's to speak purpose and to speak truth to power. And let the ships fall where they may. So I'm going to end on this note, and I'm going to let you guys go, and hopefully that whatever was spoken tonight, that hearts will be transformed, that people will be, that the Holy Spirit will begin to work on those who were called by and those who are listening to this program, and that change will immediately take effect. It's time for change, responsibility, and accountability. It starts with the top. It starts with the church, it starts with you, and it starts with me. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. God bless you, and have a good night. But before that, I want you to hear this. Always love hard. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
You got to live yourself enough. You
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this has been another Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And guess what, guys? We approve this message, and we want you to have a great week. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We'll see you. Bye.